Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Faye Spiteri from In Touch Multicultural Center Against Family Violence. Good day, Faye.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity to have a chat to you today.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah,
so,
thanks.
In Touch has been around for 34 years, helping families who have become victims of violence.
Yes, that's right. The organization started as a response to a gap in support services, predominantly housing support, for women from migrant and refugee backgrounds who wanted to leave potentially dangerous and violent situations, but really there were no models of support or care that were appropriate for them. So as a response to that, the organisation was established, to bring together that cultural overlay with direct services and case management to support women from from diverse cultural and religious backgrounds.
In the 34 years that you've been in service, are you able to tell us if the numbers who have been experiencing family violence have decreased or increased?
Sure, that's a really good question. And I guess the short answer to that is that no longitudinal studies have taken place, in particular in this space. But what I can say is that obviously it's quite a complex relationship and a binary relationship. So that that means that the more we talk about the issues surrounding family violence, the more we see an awareness, an increasing awareness of women who then seek out support services, and also as the system has changed and there's been systemic changes, say, to recording of data, we've now seen, what could be described as an increase in incidents, but that's really because now data is being gathered, whereas before it wasn't. So to say that, there's been an increase in family violence, I don't think is actually true in that context. But what is true is that there's a greater awareness of what constitutes family violence, and whether that's physical, verbal, emotional, sexual or financial abuse. And then women, understanding that they there are services that are in the community to support them if they're experiencing those things.
So in increasing the awareness, would you say that the number of women or people who have reached out for support and help have increased?
Yes, I would say that. Yes. So, when I became chair of In Touch over 8 years ago, we would see 300 to 400 women a year. We're now seeing over 1,100 women a year, and over 500
wow.
accompanying children. So in that time, as you can see, obviously the service,
you've been very busy.
Yeah, very busy. The staff have been very busy and the service has grown. And, again, that goes back to that initial point that it is an awareness. And so, more women are accessing the service for support and, some type of intervention.
What I've noticed through the years is that there's really no concrete, or there's not much information about the types of abuse going around. Like, a lot of people have this notion that family violence only pertains to physical violence.
Sure.
Have you seen an increase in people being more aware about the different forms of violence?
Sure. I think, again, women and families and support services become more aware of, the parameters and the community in general of what constitutes family violence, we have seen a growing awareness around the breadth of what that form of abuse might take. We also do a lot of prevention work. So whilst crisis intervention and case management is core to the work that we do, we do a lot of work in prevention to help raise awareness around, you know, what is family violence, what is the definition, you know, how do people identify it, what are the factors that contribute to it, you know, such as, say, with women from diverse backgrounds, you know, language, mm-hmm. isolation, cultural beliefs, fear of police or courts, risks of, you know, immigration status, and financial support. So really raising awareness about the breadth of that forms of abuse can take, and also then educating people to prevent family violence, and then having early intervention programs also that, you know, again, in a preventive framework, before it reaches crisis point. So I think over time, as a community, we're becoming more comfortable about talking about this really serious issue and addressing it head on. So I do think awareness in that context of what actually constitutes family violence is also increasing.
You mentioned that you cater to different communities. So different communities, different ways of dealing with it. How do you assure that you're able to provide the appropriate support and service?
Sure. Look, I guess we're very unique in Australia because our model is based on a bicultural, bilingual workforce. So that currently, for example, we provide services in over 25 languages, which means that we have staff who speak everything from Croatian, you know, Cantonese to Urdu.
Filipino.
Yeah, Filipino, yes. Our clients come from over 98 countries and, you know, speak over 102 languages other than English, including, as you say, Filipino or Tagalog. In the last year, we saw 46 clients who were born in the Philippines. So obviously, that model of care, you know, responds to a very specific need in the community, and the nuance of the cultural overlay and cultural beliefs and religious beliefs, and also the challenges that women have, you know, when they come from a different cultural background and their attitudes towards, you know, maintaining their family, you know, are really important. And that's the extra layer of understanding that the staff bring. And by way of example, what I mean by that is that, you know, maybe traditionally a response to supporting a woman who was a victim of family violence was to remove her from the home. What we find is a lot of the clients that visit InTouch, you know, don't see that as a solution because they feel like they'd be more isolated and more disengaged, unless, of course, they're in, you know, fear of their lives. So working with staff who really understand that intimately looks to getting the best outcome for the client within their particular situation and cultural overlay rather than imposing, you know, a solution on them.
And of course, it makes a lot of difference if you can speak it in your own language. Convey your feelings and your fears in your own language, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that's critical. You've hit on a very critical point, which is that when women who are in, you know, a situation, you know, where they feel very vulnerable and scared and fearful, need to establish trust and to appreciate that, you know, the person that they're divulging this really personal information to, you know, they can trust them and that there's confidentiality. And when you have someone who understands, you know, your cultural background and can speak to you in your own language, it makes a critical difference.
Do you need a referral from a GP to be able to access services from InTouch?
No, not at all. Whilst a lot of referrals come from either GPs or other service providers, the service is free and confidential, so, you know, women don't need a referral, and the service is, you know, again, accessible. And that's the whole point of having, you know, a service like InTouch, that you don't want to add another barrier to access for that support. So it is, you know, it doesn't need a formal referral process.
Thank you very much for your time, Faith Spiteri from InTouch Multicultural Centre Against Family Violence.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.